Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Pretty tough young fella. His name is Ray Goggins. You know him as the chief instructor from RTE's Ultimate Hell Week. But now he's back for a second season of a different show called Uncharted, which is where he takes some familiar Irish faces on, I guess, expeditions is probably what you call them. But well outside the L comfort zone, it kicks off on Wednesday at 9:35 on RTE1. And it'll be Liam Cunningham and PJ Gallagher. Liam was in with me on Friday talking all about it, but here's the man who put Liam through his paces. Ray, how are you?
I'm good, Dave. Good to see you.
I'm going to play and everyone else a clip of the trailer of Uncharted, and there's a lovely comment halfway through this. Have a listen.
That's a big drop down there. One slip and you're gone.
Four new celebrity pairs take on four new formidable challenges that test them to their physical and mental limits.
I'm done.
I can't breathe properly.
They were well out of their comfort zone, fighting the weather, the mountain, the world, basically.
This is extreme, so of course lads have been last.
I hate you, Ray.
There's no other thing for it but to keep going.
I hate you, Ray, says Liam Cunningham. When Liam Cunningham says he hates you, he means it.
Oh yeah, yeah, the cool-off comes out in him when he goes like that.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
So you took Liam and PJ Gallagher on motorbikes up the Nepalese mountains.
Correct, yeah. We were on the Upper Mustang.
Right.
In Nepal. So we probably, I don't think we went above 5,000 metres, but it was quite high. So it was a bit of crack.
Right, so it was kind of easy because you didn't go above 5,000.
I know, like, you know, you're hitting altitude, but like, you know, if you're walking up the mountain, it takes a bit of time. When you're driving up, it hits you a bit quicker.
Yeah, quicker,
you know?
Yeah, because in fairness, Liam said that. He said there's no kind of, you really don't get a chance to assimilate because you're just constantly moving quicker than you would on foot.
Absolutely, and Liam got a good belt of it now. He was, you know, sleep broken up and headaches and...
That's not easy. But I suppose that's kind of the point of this whole show, right?
Completely.
Is to get people, these poor famous people who agree to do this, out of their comfort zones. I'm just wondering how you feel about comfort zones in general, right? Because I'd be the opposite of all of this, right?
I know about your lap blanket.
You know my lap blanket. He knows all of it. But basically, I would say, surely to God, the thing to do in your life is find your comfort zone and... lean or put an R screw in your comfort zone.
Yeah, look, the thing about that is, you know, if you're too comfortable doing anything, you get complacent. Like, I find, and it's not even about being a tough guy or anything like that, you know, just testing yourself out a little bit now and again. Like, you don't have to be doing up in mountains, you know, walk in the rain, I don't know, do something different, go up the stairs instead of getting the lift, you know, really, things that you won't do.
Do you know what? The other day I was in the car park and I took the idea that I get the stairs instead of the lift. And I was kind of, I thought it was two flights and it was like six. And I was like, this is a terrible decision. I should be on the lift.
This didn't work out.
I can make a TV show, but Ray, you want to see if I can get up the stairs and look good? But let's talk about everything else you've done, because it isn't just PJ and Liam. You've also taken Keith Duffy and his son Jay.
Correct, yeah.
Where are they gone?
We were in Uganda, Mount Stanley.
So is it altitude again?
But it's brutal. It was a slog in, it was like walking in a bog for like 7 days.
Oh my God.
On a mountain. It was really harsh. Like, you know, they're two hardy boys in fairness now.
Right. Because you'd wonder, because again, like, you know, I'd look at Keith and go, he's had a great life.
Them Duffys are tough boys.
Really? Yeah. Very okay, impressive. Interesting. Then you had Kieran McGean, former Olympian, Michael Dermacoli, former Dublin footballer, Costa Rica. Again, I'd like to go to Costa Rica, right? I'm thinking of an all-inclusive resort on the coast.
There's loads of stuff like that that we went nowhere near. But there was,
What did you do there?
We basically went coast to coast. So we went Pacific to Atlantic. So we cycled, we walked, we canoed, we rafted, we ran. We're like two athletes.
Athletes, yeah.
I was
going to say, like, the kind of the common thread in all of this is you. But, like, you know, Liam and PJ were far more experienced motorbikers than you.
Correct.
As you said, the Duffys are hardy. I mean, Keith's hardy, but Jay's a young fella.
Yeah, like, he is. He's 30. Actually, turned 30 last month. But
he's got a year or two on you. I'll say
a few. I'm 55 this year now. So
yeah,
I get stuck in it. It just takes me longer to recover. That's all.
Okay.
But I don't mind that.
Ciara McAdam-Macaulay, as you said, like literally former athletes. And Ciara, actually, didn't she get diagnosed with cancer
this week?
But wish her the best.
She wasn't long after treatment when she came to Costa Rica. And I swear to God, like, I can imagine her in her full health, how hardy she is.
Hardy she is there.
She's an absolute machine.
Amazing.
Incredible woman.
Well, we wish her the best. And Kyla Cobbler and Angela Scanlon, two comedians and TV presenters, going to Morocco again. I'm picturing the beautiful markets, eating dates.
Yeah, we got a look at a market at the start and at the end. We spent time in the High Atlas Mountains, doing a lot of climbing, a lot of fair stuff, but a lot of crying. And that was only me. I know, it was good crack. The two girls were brilliant. You know, we all gelled really well. Like, they're like, it wasn't their kind of thing. They were both uncomfortable heights, but they got stuck into everything.
Heights, I mean, brilliant. Like, that is, for me, that's one of the big fears. Like,
yeah, I'm not a fan either. Like, yeah. I like water. Water's my thing.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not a fan of mountains at all.
No.
But look, you just have to get on.
You have to get on.
Yeah.
See, this is the attitude, I think, that gets you through things that most of the rest of us would think, is that you have to just get on with it. I mean,
yeah.
It's easy to say it. Another thing, do it. And in fairness, you do it over and over again. On the two seasons of Uncharted so far, what's been your hairiest moment, either for you or one of the people that you can kind of think of and go, geez, that actually was pretty ropey?
I suppose for me personally, I in Bolivia last year, I was ill. I had altitude sickness. So I'd suspected pulmonary edema, which is your blood filling with lungs, because I'd had a lung issue previous, an illness. So I was more susceptible on here. I never felt anything like it. It's like
really?
Your power is taken from you, you know.
It's funny, because Dermot, who used to sit in the chair you're sitting in now, has just done base camp.
I was watching him.
Yeah, and so he said that it was like you just couldn't believe how weak you were, or how you seemed when you were just doing the basic thing of walking, that was so hard,
yeah,
up so high. And that's the thing I think that surprises people. And then, as you said, if you get a sickness like this, you know, up a mountain in Bolivia, you don't have the wherewithal. You just physically cannot do it.
Your base, and look, I've done some extreme things in my career, and I always had this kind of baseline I could lean back on when things were going tough.
Yeah.
It wasn't there in that particular case, and I was just like shook. You know, and speaking of base camp, shout out to Pádraig O'Hara.
He is, so Dermot went and did base camp. Pádraig was in base camp at the time Dermot was there. I don't think they met each other, but he was there. He's getting ready to summit Everest.
Yeah.
But he's been struggling. Now, because I had him on the show before he left, and he was talking about, you know, everything he needed to do and how much of a challenge it was, whatever, but we were so behind him, and no stronger, better man than Pádraig to do it. You know him well.
Yeah, brilliant guy.
But he struggled up there with the altitude.
Oxygen. Yeah,
oxygen,
yeah. I think he got a bit of the, you know, his blood ox was down, so he just had to descend for a while and reset and go again.
So that's what you do. So if that happens, yeah, at a certain altitude, you drop down a bit.
Yeah.
Start to feel a bit
just
better.
Reset. It's just your body's more red blood cells, and you know your oxygen uptake is better. Then your, like, VO2 max, as we used to call it, the old is how your oxygen is used in the body is better, and then he'd go back up a little bit.
And do we know, has he started to summit now at this point?
He's in the process of going to the various
camps on the way up. Yeah,
it's amazing. Like, look, if anyone's going to do it, he'll do it.
Wish him the absolute best. Yeah, no, he's a great fella, in fairness. We've had a chat to him a good few times. Questions coming in for you, Ray, on 087-4100-102. Mark has got one that I think you may have answered 14,730 times, but make it 31.
Can you ask Ray, is there any chance that Ultimate Hell Week would come back for another one or two series? As I followed it from the start, and it's a class-made program, and the lads are Ray and all the lads are brilliant in it. Absolutely brilliant.
So a lot of people always ask you that. I mean, it's such a testament to that show that people kind of can't believe it's not around. Like, it's not one of those things where it had its run, everyone goes, yeah, probably time for that one to wrap up. It wasn't. You don't make the TV show, so it's not exactly a choice of Ray going, you know what, I won't do that anymore. But why? It was so popular.
Yeah, but it's a big undertaking, and particularly for the production company involved. Like, you know, who do Uncharted? Like, it's the same group of people.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying never, but like, it mightn't be back for a while anyway.
Okay.
Something might happen down the line, I don't know. But as of now, there's no plans to make.
There is a fella sitting opposite me, not you, him, fella Cahill, and we've spoken before about the fact that he would have applied were there another series.
Yeah,
these culture hurlers now, would they be good at that?
They would. Hurlers are always hardy.
Yeah, but then you always say that it actually doesn't matter how fit you are. It's all about what's in the mind.
Mindset.
So even when I went up to grab you upstairs when you were waiting to come down, I said, I'm going to give this man a good handshake here now. Just in case, you know, tell him I mean business.
Yeah. I thought we were going in for a ball there. Driving the shoulder.
Yeah, first impressions, Ray.
Well, if it does come back, I'll tell you who I'll be putting at the absolute
sure
top. Colin's been in touch as well.
It was your chance, Ray. Ask Dave on the show. Go on.
I I think Ray knows me well enough to know that Uncharted or Hell Week or any of these shows, if Ray wanted to do a let's test out the hotel beds of Ireland, I might go with you on that one.
Look, who knows, a bit of variety in the programme, you know. Yeah, could do
exactly,
that.
Yeah. But the two of us go off, Dave, the two of us Uncharted season 3.
Yeah. Do you know what it is? You know that show High Road, Low Road, right? Where like one of them gets a luxury trip and the other one goes, you go off at Ray Goggins and I'll go off with, I don't know, like Donald Skeen will take me around the culinary delights of Morocco. Yeah, and yeah, you guys go across to see what mountains you can climb. Sign up for that now, in fairness, I would. Okay, Ray, I'll tell you what. Here's a question for you. If you're having a lazy day and there's no getting out of your comfort zone, there's no challenging yourself, there's no, what's it look like morning to evening?
Anything. Like this weekend, for example, I was at the Leinster game with a friend of mine and like a couple of beers, watched a match, you know, like just chilling out. Like,
yeah, what did you walk like, down with a backpack on?
I won't hang by my ankles in a cave. Yeah. Upside down.
I left at dawn and I had 60 kilos on my back just to make it up.
I'm going to sit in my arse watching the telly or listen to music or whatever. I like that too.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear he's human as well. Jackie says, Dave, I think Ray is tough but very fair. I love the shows. Yeah, same as I do, Jackie. I love watching other people get through that. Vinny in Sligo wants to know, would Ray be able to kill you with his bare hands? Not that I want him to, Dave. Just wondering. Ray would never do anything like that. He's too nice, this fella.
There's a guy.
He's a little teddy bear. That's all he is.
I'm a tour guide these days.
That's it. That's exactly it. That means at some point he wasn't a tour guide. You put two and two together, Vinny. Ray, congratulations. Uncharted Season 2 is available Wednesday 9:35 on RTE1. It'll be on the RTE player as well. Do not miss it. Honestly, the episode that I've seen, which is the PJ and Liam Cunning one, is phenomenal. But as you said, just 4 episodes, loads to go through. Thanks a million for coming in. As always, Slán.
Dave Moore on Today FM.